Hello and welcome. My name is Gino Barbaro, one of the co-founders of Jake and Gino. And in this how-to lesson, I'm going to be discussing the five things I wish I knew before I started investing in real estate. Now, as I've joked before, when I start thinking about these elements or these five things, I feel as if I get PTSD sometimes because it brings back some challenging memories. I made some big mistakes, like most people who start out in real estate. But more importantly, I wish I had listened to the people who warned me, and I was too stubborn. I would dare say it. I was probably a little too proud to be able to listen to them. And I don't know why, but I hope as you listen to these, if you're embarking on your journey, or even if you're going down your journey, you've done a couple of deals, please take into consideration these five things that I'm going to mention to you, because it really truly impacted my life. I lost tons of money. I'm going to share a couple of stories of how it impacted my investing. Now, the very first one, what constitutes a deal? When I started investing in real estate, to me, anything was a deal. And you hear a lot of new investors saying, oh, all I need is a deal to start investing in real estate. Well, let's pull back a little bit and take a bigger, broader view of what that means. What is a deal to you? Because when I started investing in real estate, I had limited capital. I had limited experience. If someone had sent me a 100-unit apartment complex in my first deal, I wouldn't even have known if it was a deal, let alone if it was a deal for me. I couldn't afford it. I didn't have the experience to take that deal down. And I made some really bad decisions early on. My first deal was amazing. I was a triplex. I understood it. I got it. It was next to where I worked, my restaurant. It was awesome. I wish I had stuck with multifamily. But what did I do? I got the shiny object syndrome. I jumped into a mobile home park. Now, the deal itself wasn't bad, but was it the deal for me? And more importantly, the partner that I had in the deal was not the partner for me, and I lost a ton of money. And then from there, the deal hunting kept going on and on. I'm still looking for a deal. I go into my third deal, which is even worse than the second deal. It was a strip mall, industrial building, with office space and retail as well. I had no experience with leases. I had no experience with renters. I had no experience on how to make that property better, how to add value. I thought it was a great deal. What constitutes a deal for me? Now, unfortunately, years later, that became a great deal for somebody because I sold that deal at a big loss. But that's the problem. I didn't understand what constituted a deal. Now, the second one is really important. You hear this word being thrown around. Due diligence. Man, every time I've made a mistake on a real estate deal, even recently, if we've made a mistake on deals, it's because of our due diligence. At Jake and Gino, we have a three-step framework on due diligence. We first work on the financials. Then we work on the physical aspects of the building. Then the legal. Well, on that strip mall, the financial aspects, those numbers, I didn't know what a cap rate was. I didn't know how to underwrite these deals. So the financials were bad. The physical part was an absolute nightmare. I had a buried oil tank there, which I had to take out. You know, I could remediate it. The septic systems weren't the greatest. I had so many things wrong with that building as far as not having a proper water system, not having a proper fire suppression system. The list goes on and on. I made so many mistakes. Due diligence is crucial. And if you want to learn more about due diligence or more about multifamily in general, just go to jakeandgino.com/webinar. Sign up for our monthly webinars where we go live talking about the buy right, the finance right, and the manage right. It's important that you put all three of those together. But the due diligence comes down to the buy right. You're buying this asset, part of the buy right framework, that back leg of the wheelbarrow is the due diligence. Understanding and working through that is so important. As Ronald Reagan says, trust, but you need to verify every single aspect. Now, this third one, write this down and make sure you have it everywhere that you can see it. Everything, not only in life, but especially in real estate, is negotiable. I remember on our third deal, it was a $4 million deal. It was huge, life-changing for me. And I remember going to the bank and we got a loan with the community bank. And the origination fee was 1%. And that was expensive for us. That was a lot of money for us. And I remember Jake saying, hey, I'm going to ask him if he can knock it down to, you know, 0.75. And I remember Jake going to Mike and Mike saying, yeah, well, sure, we could do that. And that was the aha moment for us. Why didn't we ask for half a point instead of three quarters? Everything is negotiable. When you see a price out there, depending on the market cycle, that's the price they maybe want to get. But if you bring value and you know how to negotiate, it's all negotiable. Learn the skills. And I would tell you, if you want to become a really great negotiator, go to our website. Go to jakeandgino.com. Go on our podcast, The Jake and Gino Show. We've interviewed Chris Voss 3 times. We've interviewed his son, Brandon. We've also interviewed one of his team members, Derek. Buy the book. His book is amazing. Never Split the Difference. He was at MM6 speaking about negotiation. Once you become a better negotiator, everything in real estate is negotiable. Learning how to do it is an art. It's a skill. Please go to Chris Voss's site and start learning how to become a better negotiator, because it's not only for real estate, it's for every aspect of your life. Now, this next one, number 4, as you're going through the 5 things that I wish I knew before I started investing in real estate, this is a huge one for me. The 4th one is to pick a niche. Don't be like Headless Gino going from a triplex to a mobile home park to a strip center. Then I'm back to duplexes. You know, fortunately for me, I didn't jump into land or I didn't go into retail again, but I was all over the place. In the beginning, just pick a niche, pick one and really focus on it. Now, I'm here to tell you, multifamily, in my opinion, has been the best vehicle for me. I found true freedom with multifamily. To me, it's a place where they're not apartment units, they're apartment homes. They aren't tenants, they're residents. We're creating memories for people. We're delivering something that's crucial to the economy, and we're making money doing it. And if you have investors, you're making money for your investors as well. The bottom line is pick a niche, stick with it, and there may be some dry years. Well, the last year in 2021, 2022, we did an average of 100 units when we averaged 300. Did Jake and I jump and go to another niche that we weren't really sure of? No, we didn't. We stayed our course. In 2023, we closed on 333 units. When I started out, once again, if I had that diligence and that focus, I wouldn't have got caught up so much in, oh, what constitutes a deal? I would have known what a deal was. I would have known how to buy that deal and how to manage that deal. Instead, every time I went into a different sector, I had to recreate the wheel and learn how to do it in that sector. Pick one and really focus on it. Get educated. Education is crucial. But once you're educated and knowledge is potential power, you need to learn how to implement that knowledge, that power. That's why it's important, in my estimation, to do this number 5, to learn from a pro. And when I had read that book in 2008, The Secrets of the Millionaire Mind by T. Harv Eker, and I was blaming everybody in the world but myself, I realized that your fruits are in your roots, like T. Harv says. It's all about responsibility. It's all about long-termism. I had no value to offer others. When I really took investing seriously and I started joining mentorship programs and I started learning how to invest, I started learning about the framework and creating the framework with Jake, everything changed for me because I knew the business. And if I hadn't learned from the pros and learned the apartment business, listen, on that third deal that I had mentioned to you, I had one of my coaches on speed dial. I would call him up and ask him, hey, do you have a takeover document? Due diligence. Are we doing this due diligence correctly? What have we missed? How is the underwriting look? Oh, and by the way, that credibility book that we created for the community banker, that really got us the loan. These are all things that I learned from my coaches. So go out there, success leaves clues. Find a community or a group that you really resonate with. And we do that at Jake and Gino. We teach students how to become financially free through investing in multifamily and becoming multifamily entrepreneurs. That's what's so amazing about that niche. When you pick it, when you're investing in multifamily, you can build a scalable business. I went from one restaurant for 20 years. I couldn't scale the restaurant, but within Jake, within 5 years of meeting Jake, we were able to scale to over 500 units. And I would have done it a lot sooner if I had taken my own advice about these 5. So I really want to really recap the 5 to you. Number 1, what constitutes a deal for you? Number 2, do your due diligence. Number 3, everything, I mean everything, is negotiable. Number 4, pick a niche. And number 5, don't be afraid to invest in your education and learn from those who are doing it. Thank you. I want to thank you all for listening to this, spending part of your day becoming better investors, investing in your success, investing in the impact that real estate will allow you to have in your life. And we will see you on the next How To.